All right. It is a Tech Tuesday. Bridget Carey is not with us today.
She's fed up with our nonsense.
No, she's out on assignment. So we have CNET's Ian Schur. He's an executive editor at CNET. Go to CNET.com. I've been going to CNET.com for a million years. Love it. How are you, Ian?
I'm doing all right. I have not been going there a million years, but I've been going there for quite a while.
You waited until the internet was invented to start visiting it, right?
You know, look, I'm not going to say that anyone should not have tried to go to CNET before the internet when it was existing. So,
right.
It was very limited in assistance back then, a million years ago. But I will say, anytime I'm buying any electronic or computer device, I always go to CNET.com to read your reviews because you guys do a great job over there.
Well, thank you.
A weird thing in the news, and I showed Bill a picture of her. There is a sex robot. This is according to reports in the news. It's from a company called Real Doll, and it's powered by artificial intelligence. And here's, first of all, she's very beautiful, but she looks very much like Kim Kardashian, in my opinion.
She looks like all the Kardashians together, kind of.
She does, like kind of a mashup.
A bit of everybody.
And now she can talk and learn things.
Oh, so she's already ahead of the Kardashians. Good for her.
All right, Ian, what do you know about, what's her name? Harmony.
Yeah, so it's an interesting idea. It's a company called Real Doll, and it's a really interesting idea. There's this constant conversation in Silicon Valley about where AI is headed, and I'm sure you've seen movies where they debate whether or not these things are going to either take us over and kill us all or become the central part of our lives and actually push out real humans, and we all end up dating robots. This is an interesting idea. There are actually studies out there that believe that maybe not sex, but broadly companionship, something that robots are going to become more and more involved in. Specifically, when you look at communities like in Japan, there's an aging population. They're not growing as fast. So you need people to help take care of elderly people, and robots will be able to help with that type of stuff. So this is not a surprising thing to see happen. People are always going to push the boundaries of what is doable with robots, and I mean doable in many different connotations there, but
sure.
It's an interesting idea, right? And we'll see if it ends up going anywhere. But, you know, to me, it's not that far different from all of the sex toys and stuff you see out there anyway, right? It's just now we're making it look more human and we're adding kind of Siri to it almost.
Although now Harmony has been said to smile, blink, and frown. She can hold a conversation. She can tell jokes and she can quote Shakespeare.
Oh, wow.
I'd love to hear her material.
There's something for everyone. That's how it goes.
I guess. Well, that's Harmony, and for the small price tag of $15,000.
That's a good price.
Start
for a
saving.
Sex robot. I'd get one that wasn't in the mood. That would be unfair.
Can you return it? Is there a warranty on that?
Sure.
I am not aware of any returns or warranties, but if I were them, I'd say it's all sales are final, personally.
All right. And Microsoft, focusing a little bit on education, they had an event in New York. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, so totally down their end of the spectrum, right? So Microsoft, which you think of typically as that kind of boring-ish company that makes the Office software but also tries to sell you an Xbox, is trying to get more attention in schools because, frankly, the Chromebooks, you may have heard of these, they're Google-powered little cheap laptops. They are really killing it in U.S. schools. They're like half of the bug computers that are bought by U.S. schools are Chromebooks. So
my eighth grader has a Chromebook, and they sign it out at the beginning of the year. They have to take care of it, and the hardest part is to remind them to plug it in every night so it's good. They take all their tests on it. It's pretty amazing.
There you go. Right, yeah. And so, the amount of technology in classrooms alone is incredible if you don't look at it, if you haven't seen it for a while, right? And so Microsoft believes that they need to catch up. And so they announced a new laptop that they're going to sell that is specifically focused on education. It's a little cheaper than the more expensive ones out there. And a new version of Windows, that's the software that powers most PCs, that is specifically designed to be more secure and more reliable for schools. We'll see if it actually makes any difference, but it's interesting to see Microsoft pushing with this type of stuff.
Another thing that's going on in the tech world right now, CNET's Ian Schur on the line with us. Everywhere I look, Apple Watches are. You can buy new bands for them. It seems like everywhere you look, you can find something for your Apple Watch. But what's going on with the Apple Watch?
Well, that's the thing. We don't know. Like, Apple won't tell us how well it's selling. They're actually having their earnings in, very soon. And so we're going to learn what their profits were. And by the way, it has enough money saved up that it's larger than most companies, I mean, most countries, in terms of the amount of profits it has sitting around. But we don't know how well the watch is doing. And so all we can do is take signs from the market, right? Whether they have partnerships, how many people are selling them in stores. So we found out that Amazon, Google Maps, and a couple others have actually stopped supporting the Apple Watch. And they've removed support for it. They used to have little apps on there. Google actually later in the day yesterday reversed itself and said they're going to return support. But it's an interesting sign because most of the research out there and the surveyors out there say that the Apple Watch is actually one of the most successful smartwatches. But we don't know how well smartwatches are doing, and it doesn't seem like too many tech companies are that excited by it.
I got to tell you, it was like a status symbol when they came out. A lot of people, especially Apple fans, went and bought it immediately. Steve Bertrand, I don't know if you have an Apple Watch, but there are four of us here right now. Not one of us has an Apple Watch.
No, I don't have an Apple Watch.
And no desire to get one. Who's the target demo for this Apple Watch? Because honestly, I don't physically know anybody.
Guys like Ian.
Yeah, do you right? have one?
So actually, you joke. I actually have one on right now.
Oh.
Survey of five, but there's one. But you know, the thing is that, so for me, I was really interested in smartwatches broadly a long time ago, because especially back when I was covering Apple full-time at the Wall Street Journal, it was really hectic. And a lot of people can relate to this, right? There's a ton of email coming in. If you have a really high-pressure job, there's just constant flow of communication. And so I was able to use the watch to actually cut down on how many emails I was checking, which meant that when I was, like, at dinner with my wife, I wasn't constantly checking my phone, right? I would,
yeah.
If something really mattered, they would be able to get me on my watch or whatever, and it would work. And Apple, inside the iPhone, has a VIP system, so you can mark it so that VIPs only hit the watch and everyone else doesn't. So I was able to really set it up. And my wife jokes around that it saved our marriage. I think she's actually not kidding that much. Like, I was using my phone too much all the time because I was stressed out by work. So that's been really helpful. There's also the sports crowd, right? Apple's really pushing hard on this with their advertising, because the heart rate monitor and the swim sensor and all this other stuff that it does are according to our tests at CNET, really good. And so people can rely on them to be able to more accurately and, by the way, cheaper, actually track their workouts. So those are all the reasons why there are people out there who would use it, but that's not everybody. And generally speaking, watches are becoming less popular. Before I bought a smartwatch, the first smartwatch I bought was a Pebble 2 years ago. I hadn't worn a watch for 10 years, and I don't think I'm alone, right? You're carrying around a phone, it has the clock in it. Why would you ever care to worry about putting on a watch? Right? It's unnecessary. So. But I found it very helpful for me, and I still use it, even though most people make fun of me for it.
Well, thank you for that. Thanks for admitting that. We appreciate it. He's Ian Schur. You can find him at CNET.com, executive editor. Thank you so much on this Tech Tuesday. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Take care, Ian. Thanks so much. We'll take a quick break. Steve has the news, and then there's a lot more show. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.